Bring your guns, not your signs. That's what this Second Amendment Day means at the state capitol. Second Amendment supporters exercise their legal right to carry their firearms into the state capitol. But capitol rules prohibit signs. State Senator Jeremy Moss, Democrat from the 11th District, has been trying to change that narrative. Senator, what does Second Amendment Day look like at the capitol?
Yeah, absolutely. So typically, it's kind of, for lack of a better term, a call to arms for anybody who wants to express their open carry right. Here in Michigan, they hold a rally on the front steps of the Capitol, on the front lawn. And then, obviously, if you're open carrying, there's nothing from preventing you from going into any of the state buildings around here, be it the Senate office building, the House office building, or into the Capitol itself. But if somebody who has attended this rally walks in with one of their rally signs in favor of the Second Amendment, that person's actually going to be turned away because there's a big sign plastered in the entrance way of the Capitol that says signs are not allowed. And so, you know, there's just such a contrast here. We have so many retailers across the country, including Meijer today here in Michigan, who have said open carry doesn't contribute to a safe environment. And at the Capitol, we kind of say signs don't contribute to a safe environment. So I've introduced this bill a few sessions in a row, always timed with Open Carry Day, because I think there's a contrast there that while we have rallies and everything in support of the Second Amendment right, we don't uphold the First Amendment of free speech. That's what's restricted when you walk into the Capitol. If you want to bring in your rally sign, if you want the momentum on the front lawn to enter into the rotunda, which I think it should, I think legislators should feel the pressure of some of the activities that go on here, you can't even bring your sign in with you. So we're trying to flip the script there and make sure that signs are allowed in the state capitol, as other capitals do.
Do you know the origin of that ban? Why not signs?
You know, the word is, we have a capitol commission here. It consists of appointees from the governor. It consists of the clerk of the House and the secretary of the Senate. And they were worried about damage to the walls, to the paintings, that somehow signs were going to cause that. Well, I'll tell you, it was raining here today, and umbrellas can cause the same amount of damage to the walls of the Capitol as a sign does, but we don't limit umbrellas. We certainly don't limit firearms. So I just think it's such a goofy rule that really, I think the design might be to temper some of the political activity on the front lawn so that legislators don't feel the pressure. But I think we should. I think when people are protesting and when they have signs that express their opinion, we should see that when we're at work. We should see that when we're taking tough votes, because we got to better understand where the public is with any issue that comes before us. Again, a big contrast here. You know, people are just walking around with assault rifles with no check. But if they have a poster board, that's what the state says is a little bit too extreme for the state capitol. It's nonsense.
So your Senate Bill 507, basically you're trying to say First Amendment rights are just as protected as Second Amendment rights.
Absolutely. And of course I'm doing it on this day by design.
Sure.
Because people here are on edge. You know, they have a little bit of anxiety seeing people walking around with open carry. And so we have done nothing as a state to address that. And yet at the same time, again, you know, the guy who walks in with an assault rifle has no problem getting into the Capitol. But the second you have a poster board, you get turned away. So there's a contrast here that I think is worthy of highlighting of where we place our priorities as a state. And I think it's totally backwards.
You know, Senator, you touched on this just a moment. You said it's you know, people are looking up and they can see, you know, assault rifles. You see weapons out, firearms visible in the gallery. How do lawmakers and sergeants feel on this day when they're very visible?
Well, so we all know when it comes up, because we're all kind of, it's nothing like this any other day of the week, where every other day of the week open carry is allowed. So it's very visible. It's very in your face. Me personally, I don't get on edge about it because, you know, there's this notion that people who will be on the front lawn today will say, well, you need a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun. Well, there's a Michigan State Police post inside the Capitol. We have lots of good guys with guns who are trained, who are sworn officers that are here to protect the visitors and the legislators. So if there should ever, God forbid, be an incident in the Capitol, I'm looking to the guys in uniform to be able to manage an emergency situation. I don't want it to turn into the OK Corral where everyone's just shooting at everybody. So we're taken care of at the Capitol and surrounding buildings. We have good guys with guns. I don't feel on edge. It's just, it's unnecessary. It's not something that makes me feel like I I'm in a safer environment. And that's exactly what Meijer and Walgreens and Walmart and Kroger and CVS, all of those retail chains have said, we don't think open carry makes us safer. So we're asking you not to open carry in our facilities. At the state capitol, you know, we're not going to see movement on any law restricting open carry at the capitol. But I don't think it's something that is moving the needle. I don't think anybody feels any more protected.
State Senator Jeremy Moss, sponsor of the newly introduced Senate Bill 507 that would allow you to bring your signs into the state capitol. Senator, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on again.